Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, August 8, 2016. On ProWrestling.net today, we have a pair of reports from the WWE event in Fresno, California from Sunday, WWE's new deal with Loot Crate, and of course, you can join me for live coverage of WWE Raw tonight, beginning with the pre-show coverage at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern Time. Also, stick around afterward. I will have live coverage of the Dean Ambrose appearance on the Stone Cold podcast. We'll do a live recap of that. Non-members, stay tuned after the break for my take on UFC fighter Conor McGregor getting under the skin of pro wrestlers and pro wrestling fans. Okay, pro wrestlers and pro wrestling fans are up in arms over the comments made by UFC featherweight champion Conor McGregor. For the most part, those WWE guys are pussies, to be honest, McGregor said in a conference call to promote his upcoming fight with Nate Diaz. They are messed up pussies, if you ask me. End quote. McGregor then followed up with a tweet saying, I didn't mean to disrespect the WWE fans. What I meant to say was that I'd slap the head off your entire roster, and twice on Sundays. Hey, if you're looking for a big rant on McGregor being disrespectful to the pro wrestling industry or a blog rallying the troops and hoping that a pro wrestler is going to read it and say, yeah, that guy gets us, I'm sorry, you've come to the wrong place. Instead, I actually argue that Conor McGregor is beating pro wrestlers at their own game. Conor cuts better promos than just about anyone in the pro wrestling business today. Now he's heeling on WWE and getting the type of reaction that every good heel should want from pro wrestling fans. I can tell you with great certainty, Conor McGregor respects pro wrestling. Enough so that he modeled his promo style after pro wrestling. Clearly, he was inspired by pro wrestling. It's obvious whether he wants to admit that publicly or not. And he also knows how to generate some mega publicity with his mouth. He doesn't care if you like him or if you hate him. He cares about seeing his name in the headlines. And one can only assume that he wants you to buy his UFC pay-per-views in hopes of seeing him get his ass kicked. I'm sure some of you are waving your pro wrestling flag and saying you'll never order another UFC event that McGregor fights on. Hey, it's your prerogative, but I think there are more fans who either became aware of McGregor because of these comments, and I also believe there are plenty of fans who are going to pay money in hopes of seeing Diaz or somebody else shut his mouth. I wish WWE would allow its talents to be renegades like Conor McGregor is. I know there's a lot of wrestlers who responded to McGregor, but can you even imagine a WWE talent other than Brock Lesnar starting something like this by saying something similar about UFC fighters or NBA players or NFL players? Hell no. And I'm not talking about those tongue-in-cheek, dime-a-dozen, insult-the-local-sports-team-here promos. Those don't count. Nobody's offended by those. Maybe some fans will boo on impulse, but nobody's truly offended by those if they're above the age of 10 years old. WWE wants to be friendly with everyone. They did business with UFC when it came to Brock Lesnar. I'm sure they regret that now. They send title belts to the teams that win NFL, NHL, and NBA championship. If a wrestler ever mouthed off like Conor McGregor did, he'd probably end up in the doghouse of WWE and then be forced to put his tail between his legs and issue some sort of public apology. UFC gets the best of both worlds. They can do business with WWE, but they can also let their fighters be individuals. If Dana White feels an apology is needed, he can reach out to Vince McMahon personally or even issue a public apology via Twitter. And even if he does, you know damn well he enjoys the hell out of the attention that McGregor generated. He can make it clear that this doesn't reflect the opinions of UFC management, blah, 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 and just point to Conor McGregor being an individual, saying what was on his mind, and that he doesn't represent UFC in that officially when it comes to this particular stance. Conor is beating pro wrestlers at their own game the same way that Colin Cowherd does. If that name sounds familiar, it's because Cowherd's a national sports radio and television host. And it's been a while since we've heard from him, but during his run with ESPN, it seemed like he would call pro wrestling fans booger eaters at least twice a year. And that's what I mean. It's like we hear Colin Cowherd's all over the place still. But when it comes to pro wrestling, it's been a while. Or maybe he is and people are getting numb to the whole act. I don't know. But each time Cowherd would do this, I'd hear from a lot of pro wrestling fans who were all bent out of shape. I never really got offended, but I did say at the time, you know, a couple of times at least, that I was surprised that someone who typically made such thoughtful sports commentary would stoop to those levels. Then I realized, whether it was intentional or not, the guy was beating pro wrestling at its own game. He was heeling on pro wrestling fans and getting a bigger reaction than most pro wrestling heels get today. It's the same thing Conor McGregor is doing. And I don't think Conor McGregor set out to do this intentionally. I really think he was just riffing in this conference call. Once it got attention, though, he did the right thing by digging his heels in and taking another shot rather than issuing some lame apology. So my advice to pro wrestling fans, Stop being so thin-skinned. You enjoyed it when Brock Lesnar was a pro wrestler who was better at ultimate fighting than most ultimate fighters in his division. So I suggest you sit back and enjoy it now, or at least recognize that an ultimate fighter is better at the art of being a pro wrestling heel than most pro wrestlers are today. I would imagine there are some pro wrestlers who get it, and they may be tweeting about this, just trying to capitalize on whatever publicity there is to get. But I also know there are some wrestlers who don't even recognize a heel being a heel, which is really sad and says a lot about the state of pro wrestling today. Were his comments disrespectful? Yes. Aren't most pro wrestling heel promos? Hey, finally today, folks, do you want to help us spread the word about this podcast and ProWrestling.net? Then take a moment. Please subscribe to this podcast. Rate and review us on iTunes. Whenever I put out a Twitter link via @ProWrestlingNet, take a quick moment to retweet it. I'll be back tomorrow with the WWE Raw hit list and bonus thoughts on WWE Raw. Until then, thanks for listening. Take care.